Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunity to come before you through all the challenging things that are going on in our lives right now. We got COVID-19. I recommend you be responsible. If you look at advertising, more or less, you can get you one of these shirts. This is dealing with the Smith Way production. As you know, the hashtag to the left of my shoulder, I'm going to turn for those people on Facebook, to the left of my shoulder, you see responsible, hashtag responsible. And that's what we want you to do. Take care of yourself. Follow all the protocols and safety measures that are in place so we can be able to cut down on the spikes. But we know there's going to be a spike coming in the next 4 or 6 weeks. It's going to be a challenge, but we want you to still take care of yourself through the process. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in. And the call-in number for the Dr. Lowe Show is 347-857-1192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you live. You can be able to chat, share your location, and also your comments. Now, the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. As you look over my shoulder, we also have that printed up. It might be small in the visual part, but it's there. You can get that shirt. This is front, and that's the back to the other side of me. And you can get you that shirt. On the front of the shirt, it says The Smith Way Production. Have each of our shows that we have. We have Talking Sports Plus, The Dr. Lowe Show, what you're joining us right now, The Love Cafe. You also have, as well as Tell the Truth that we do on Sunday. We have Balling with the Doc. Then on Monday, we have Talking Real to You. So you have a great opportunity to be a part of this. And we have all of our co-hosts that join us for all the shows on the back of the shirt. It has hashtag responsible. That is our hashtag dealing with our show and dealing with the Smith Way production. I'm the host, Dr. Rosa D. Smith. It's the headliner up there. We have our co-host. We have Lauren D. Smith. We also have joining us, which is Tremaine Edwards on the Wednesday night show. We have Scarlett Black on the Monday night show. Lisa Levine on the Monday night show. Then on the Sunday show, we have our host, Christine Walters, that's making this thing happen, making it do what it needs to do. We also have on our Monday night show, Dr. O, which is Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Then you also have Cameron Gilmer, who's joining us as well. And on our Tuesday night show, we have, and I want to make today join us so I can introduce them, but I'll just call the name, Pastor Eddie Pratt. I know he let me know earlier that he only could about join about 10 or 20 minutes. His daughter's playing a basketball game tonight. So we got to support our children. We for that right there, and we want him to do that. Be an awesome father like we are requesting each individual to be. Then we have Tina Robinson. She had hip replacement surgery today, and she's in the hospital right now out in Oakland, California. Let us get our prayers. Just send them up for us, so for a speedy recovery. And we just want to make sure we do that. Then we also have on on Wednesday night, which is the Talking Sports Plus. Yeah, as I mentioned, Tremaine Edwards, Lauren D. Smith. We have Coach Tony Stallworth, the Touchdown Tony, Coach Marvin Smith. Then we have radio personnel Daryl E. Train Elliott. And also you have Cameron, Coach Cameron Gilbert, who will be joining us on Wednesday night. Then we have a Thursday night show, The Love Cafe. I host that show at 6 o'clock, but then at 8 o'clock on the fourth Thursday of the month, we have the Minister Shannon Show. And Minister Shannon Lewis is the host of the show, and her co-host is Elder Kenna McKnight. Each of these individuals are listed on this shirt. We want you to get a shirt. What we ask you to do, all you have to do is, you know, $10. You can cash out the $10. Just first of all, go to lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com and get your size and get your delivery address where you want to deliver at. And then you can cash out the money to DR, which is Dr. Lorenza. And you can check us out on that, either PayPal or either cash out. That's what it's all about. We also have Lorenza Smith as well, at Lorenza, well, $ Lorenza Smith, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A Smith. Check us out. We want you to get one of these shirts. They're only $10. That'll cover basically the delivery, because wherever they're going, a lot of times it's in distance and thousands of miles. It might be $7 or $8 to take care of the shipping and delivery. Get a copy of this shirt. We want you to have one. It has that green, crisp color to you. Wear it this Christmas. Show it to some people. Let them know. Advertise. We appreciate you doing that. It's a blessing to be able to come before you. Okay, we also want to make sure, again, I was naming all the shows. On Friday, we have Ballin' with the Doc. I host that show alone and have join-ins every now and then. Guests come in every now and then. And again, on that Sunday at 3 o'clock, the third Sunday, we have the Tell the Truth. And that is hosted by Christine Walter. And I am the co-host on that and producer. All right. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And you can check us out if you want to go to the internet. Now, also, if you want to check us out on Facebook, for those people on Blog Talk Radio and Periscope, that is facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. Then on our Twitter or Periscope, we have at The Smith Way Production, and production is spelled P-R-O-D. We have an awesome way for you to connect with us, and we appreciate you taking time to join. We would love to make sure you call. We're being also made available through our on-demand episode. You can check us out on Tumblr. You can check us out on Twitter. You can check us out LinkedIn. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Anytime you want to check out our show, you can go back and go to those various media outlets and check us out. Like I said earlier, our show is all about having some fun tonight, all about just sharing some love, peace, and happiness with you. And we're going to start off, again, saying what the show title is. Why am I failing in all my relationships? You know, I asked myself that question. I spent time really, truly thinking about it. And the co-host, as soon as they sign in, Pastor Pratt, he's able to get in. I told you that he was supporting his daughter at a basketball game tonight, but he said if he gets 20, 30 minutes, he can come and jump in. And I know Tina Robinson won't be able to join us. But hopefully the other co-hosts that feel that they want to be a part of this, you can call in. And you have the call-in number, but I'll repeat it for those people. I do want everybody to call in, and you can listen to the show if you call in, as well as have an opportunity to share your point of view with it. And call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. If you're not pressing 1, you can just sit there and listen to the show just like you do the internet, just like you do with Facebook, and just how you do with Periscope. Now, why am I failing in all my relationships? That's a question. Ask yourself. This is a relationship show. Dr. Lowe Show is the real relationship talk show without filters. We don't have any filters. We say what needs to be said. It might not be what you agree or disagree, but we're going to share with you exactly how we feel about it. We take time to allow whatever expertise we have about relationship to share it with you, as well as you have the same opportunity to call in or either comment on Facebook, comment on Twitter, how you feel. It's okay. That's what it's all about. It's all about us being able to use this vessel to get the word out. We're going to trade here. We're going to trade. We're going to communicate here because you're going to be listening while I'm talking, and when you're talking, I'm going to be listening. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much for those people joining us on Facebook. Let me give them a shout out right quick. We have Yvette Smith. That's my biological younger sister. Hey, thank you so much, sis, for joining us. We have Lisette St. James. Thank you so much for joining us. We also have Patty Rose. Thank you, Patty Rose, County Commissioner down there, over there in West Alabama. Thank you so much. So she's a County Commissioner over there. Lotte Pickett, Inspire to Inspire. That's what it's all about. Demarcus Weed, my frat brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Nia F.A. Turner. Nia for Turner. I'm going to say that. And I appreciate you, each and every one of you all joining us. Again, I said we're going to have an awesome night. Let's start off with the first topic. And that topic is, what are some reasons? I want you to ask yourself, what are some reasons why you are failing in dating, marriage, you're failing marriage, and just having a successful relationship? You ask yourself, why am I failing in this dating game? Why am I failing and have failed in this marriage? Why am I failing to have a successful relationship? There are some harsh truths that we must accept. I think that's one of the biggest things that we're not quite understanding is there are some truths that we don't want to look at about why your relationship or why whatever you're in. Because if you're dating, it's a relationship. If you're married, it's a relationship. And again, a successful relationship or a healthy relationship is a relationship. So we're going to look at six things. These are my six I want to share with you, and I want you to be able to share with me as well. That's why we want to make sure you call in, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be able to chat with me as well as the co-host as soon as they join us, and you can share your thoughts. We just ask for your location. I'm going to identify the last 4 digits of a cell or telephone number and then ask you to just come on and join the conversation. Let's first start off looking at the reasons why, you know, we're running into so many problems or harsh truth about why you're failing in a relationship. One of the things is because of the bad relationship skills that you picked up from a previous relationship. And on top of that, those skills you have not been able to correct. So you continue to bring those bad skills into the relationship, you know, because you become broken, imperfect through these relationships in the past. It could be an abusive relationship. It could be a relationship that you made the greatest effort and the other person did not. It could be a relationship where a person lied and was disrespectful to you. It could be a relationship with infidelity. And the thing about this, you have not taken time to understand that you are in a episode with bad relationships. And you have to sit back, take an opportunity, assess yourself to correct some of these behavior. Too many times we just get caught up into those things that we feeling sorry for ourselves. Whoa, me. That's another thing. I feel sorry because I don't have that relationship. As I share with friends about making sure you prep yourself. Prep means those skills that you was exposed to through this bad and abusive relationship, prep yourself by adjusting those skills. First of all, you can't adjust those skills until you identify what those skills are. A lot of times we're not understanding that. We don't try to identify. We try to step out of one bad relationship, and all we're going to do is step into another bad relationship. Until we take time to correct those behaviors, correct some of those skills that you attain by being with that person who disrespects you, by being with that person who puts you on an emotional roller coaster, being with that person who just not good in relationship themselves. They don't know how to be in a relationship. We have something that we talk about on this show all the time. We talk about everybody's not built for a relationship. Everybody's not built to love you. Everybody's not built to reciprocate love to you. What you have to do is, once you experience those skills, those bad skills, the harsh truth about it, you got to take time to get yourself together, because now you're broken. A broken person, an imperfect person going into a relationship, will only continue to be broken because you didn't take time to heal. Previously in the show, Pastor Pratt said it is a healing process. The harsh truth about it is that it's a healing process. Once you willing to go through this healing process, you have a chance to be successful in dating. You have a chance to be successful in a marriage. You have a chance to be successful and have a healthy relationship. It is a healing process. It is not a time frame on it. You can't come out of a bad, broken, imperfect relationship and go step into another one without taking time to heal yourself. We have another thing that's said on this show, and I applaud my co-host. They always say it. You know, if you're having a toxic relationship with yourself, you're going to have a toxic relationship with somebody else, because you haven't taken time to correct what's going on with you. Self-love is one of the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship, whether it's with a life partner, whether it's just through dating, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's with a family member, whether it's with a friend, on the job. You have to have a little control of yourself. We call self-love, and that comes from the inner self. See, when you're broken, we ain't talking about you physically broken at one of your limbs. You physically broken from inside. That's the hard truth, harsh truth about this whole thing. You're broken inside, and you don't know how to correct it. Sometimes we have to lend ourselves to seeing professional help. It no longer be taboo in our communities anymore. It no longer can be taboo among each and every one of us, because we need help, and we have to seek professional help. Some of the harsh truths about why your relationship keep failing. You know that I say keep failing. And that's what we're talking about. Because you're broken, because you're imperfect, you haven't taken time to heal. The healing process must occur. If it don't occur, you will not have a successful, healthy, loving relationship. Let's run down the six harsh truths we don't want to hear. Number one, you're making bad choices. Yeah. See, that's what people don't understand. You are making bad choices. It is not somebody else's fault because you selected them or chose them. You made that based on where you are already broken, where you're already imperfect. You are not ready. So in a rush to find you somebody, you make the choice of giving yourself to somebody that's not ready for you. because you're not ready for yourself. So you're making bad choices. The next thing we have to keep in mind, you're too nice. You see what I'm saying? People will take your nice makeup and use it against you. They will do it. It happens in dating. It happens in a marriage. It happens in a successful, healthy relationship. They will take you being nice. Yes, it's you. It's nothing wrong with you being nice, but you have to be able to be witty enough to recognize and be willing enough to say, I can no longer do this because I'm getting, see, it's hard to give niceness to brokenness. I'm going to say that again. It's hard to give niceness to brokenness. If you're giving all the good qualities to somebody who's broken, somebody who's imperfect, the harsh truth is you're going to fail in that relationship. You're going to fail in that marriage. I don't care if you've been married 6 months. I don't care if you've been married 3 days. If you giving that nicely, because that's what you want. You believe that, okay, I'm healed. I went through the healing process. Here, this person here, I think he can make me happy. I think she can make me happy. So I'm gonna continue to give my niceness. But how can you do that when that person having a toxic relationship with themselves? They're so broken. They're not going to be able to accept that niceness. You know what? They're going to accept that niceness as something they can use. That's what they're going to do. So you set yourself up for failure when you're too nice. I'm not saying don't be nice. Again, that's some people make up. But you also, when you have been hurt and been through a process where this person has continued to take advantage of you, then you know what you need to do? You need to go through the healing process. You've been broken from inside out. See, that's our problem. A lot of us have a real serious problem because we don't want to accept inside that we're broken. See, this, to love somebody, to be able to give that gift of love, you got to love from your heart and your soul. If your heart has been broken many times, if they have stepped on your soul, it's hard to give love. So unless you heal, unless you work on yourself first, you're not going to be able to function. And being nice is not going to replace it. A hard truth and a harsh truth is you get bored. You're bored. You know, something I used to always say attending various conferences and workshops, I like to be in interactive workshops. I like to be in interactive conferences. That means I won't get bored. Our relationship must be where we keep excitement in our dating, in our marriages, and our healthy relationship. Don't get bored. If you get bored, you're going to find something else to do, both of you. And you know what? It ain't going to be good. And I don't mean you're going out for infidelity. It's when you lose interest. You know, I watch a lot of court shows. I watch a lot of shows that come on divorce court. And first thing is that some of the guys, I lost interest in us. They won't say I got bored with you, but I lost interest in you. You gained about 50 pounds more than you was before. You know, I was saying this the other day, good friend, to tell you. And I said, we walk around, some of us men, so we're looking for the trophy wife. But we look like a penguin with our arms on backwards. You're looking for the trophy wife, but you're not making sure your inner self is in place to accept whatever the trophy wife have inside for you. It got to be that connection. Call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line and you're able to chat with. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people who just joined me on Facebook. That's Edna Richardson, my good friend, cohort in Career Tech down in Monroe County, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Edna Richardson, a good friend of mine. Thank you, Edna, for joining us. Monique Sunshine Seymour, thank you so much for joining us. Monique, for taking time from your busy schedule, both of you all and all of you all taking time from your busy schedule to be a part of this, because we're just trying to share something about a real relationship talk. The fourth thing, you have some strange off-putting habits. Let's go and say you have some strange habits. Let's keep it real. Now, I don't know what your habit is. You don't know what your habits are. But it's bringing a relationship you in down. He has some habits that is bringing a relationship down. The only way you can improve and make that relationship even better, when I just said about board, do some things exciting. I don't mean put yourself in a financial bind trying to go around the world, but do some things together. Have a date night. Have a movie night. Have an opportunity where y'all have dinner. Don't have a problem with, surprising her with some flowers. Don't have a problem with surprising her with, I got lunch for you today. These are the things that keep you from getting bored. But if you have the more broken habits, the imperfect habits, you'll have a hard time doing things like that. What you're going to do is what? Fail at the relationship because of your strange, off-putting habits. You tell me, what do you mean? Oh, they ain't normal. The thing about it was sometimes these habits are way beyond your pay grade, we call. Sometimes you have to make a decision that when that person show those habits to you and you're not comfortable, your decision, I always said, when people show themselves to you, you have to make the decision whether you're going to stay and think or hope it's going to get better. Sometimes it don't get better. But I always said when they show themselves, believe what you see. And run as fast as you can. I'm telling you. Don't let people talk you into being and staying there, because it's not worth it. Because some of those off-putting habits or those strange habits are brokenness. Those are imperfect things about that person that will never change. It is impossible for you to change them. I remember many, many years ago, about 10 years or so, coming out of my marriage being divorced, I run across an individual, and we call it a season, and thought you can change her, but you can't change her. You can't change her. I couldn't change her. I can only change myself. And that's what we have to remember. Don't stay just saying, I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt, because it's one thing about bad behavior, bad habits. If it's not corrected, it not going to disappear. It's going to increase, because the first thing they're going to say, well, you ain't said nothing about it in the beginning. And you should be slapping yourself around, but I should have said something. No, you should have said something about it. If they want to change it, you need to do what you have. Show themselves. Run as fast as you can. Get away from that, because ain't nothing going to happen, but you're going to be broken yourself. And if you stay around alone, you pick up those skills that is not going to be good for you to function, and you're going to fail at your relationship in the future. Until you go through a healing process, after you've been broken and you're imperfect and you've been failing at all these relationships, you got to go through a healing process with yourself. With yourself now. You can't heal with nobody else. There can be some agencies that can help you move toward that direction, but you got to heal within now. And you have to make some tough decisions. It takes time. And the healing process is all about time. Ain't no rush on it, because I experienced it because of some things I felt like I want to attack in the healing process of myself. And the person would always say, well, it's going to take you about a month. It's going to take you about 4 weeks. It's going to take you about 2 weeks. And I said, I don't know. And I did seek professional help. I don't know. I don't know how deep it is. Some of the doors got to be opened up. You have to open up some of the doors for yourself so you can understand. Don't open the door to let somebody else in. Open the door for you to get in. Always and continue to say, if you have a failing relationship with yourself, a toxic relationship with yourself, you cannot have a successful relationship with anybody else. You heard that. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you will be a part of this show. I just ask for your location. I really have to have your name, and then off you come in. Next thing is you're selfish. We're still talking about harsh truth. You're selfish, and you know you are. You know you are selfish. See, that's the thing about it. We know our own makeup. We know our inner self. We choose to allow people to learn our inner self. You can meet the outside me, but that's not going to tell anything about the inside me. My inner self is really important. So this is what I think you should make sure you do. When you go through the healing process, heal yourself inside. You don't need cosmetic surgery, because you try to heal the outer appears. The cosmetic surgery you have go on is you taking time to love yourself. And if you don't know how to love yourself, I can't tell you. No professional can tell you. No one can tell you. You have to assess yourself, put everything in the right frame of mind, and then say, this is what's going to work best for me. This is going to bring peace. This is going to bring joy. This is going to bring happiness. We have two other individuals joining us on Facebook. That's Sesema Jackson. Thank you so much, Sesema Sunshine, they call her as well. Then, Donna Rollins. Thank you, Donna, for joining us as well. We also look at the last thing that's so important. And some people say, I'm not. You know, and when I say this, I think about all of these situations that come on various, various special divorce shows, divorce court, and all those various shows that comes on. You are possessive. I just want you to assess yourself and ask yourself, am I possessive? Am I controlling? If you're controlling, no relationship will fit you. No relationship will fit you if you're controlling. And then you unreasonably jealous. You know, I talk about it, I listen to these very shows, and I always bring a sense of what I saw. It always said, he was over there hiding in Texas, or she was over there hiding. She stepped out of the room, and when he went to sleep, I'd heard things like people that have a fingerprint. Because people, when they go to sleep, take their finger and put it on the phone so they can get inside of the phone. No, that's insecurity. That's going to make you very jealous. And I always tell all the people that know me, even if you get in that phone, you still got to ask me what it is. The only conclusion you can draw about it, it ain't gonna be the right conclusion, because you got to ask me. So I don't put anything in my phone I don't want you to see. I don't have a problem with you looking at it. That's what a relationship should be. You can be successful when you open up the door. You don't have to, which I had this happen, steal anybody else's phone. Oh, I'm sorry, allowed to walk away from where it was designated to be so you can go and look at it. It's snapshot, take pictures of it. That's their security. Not on the person with the phone. It's on you for taking the phone because you're insecure. That's why. So you become jealous. Unreasonable. See, it's a difference between just being jealous and unreasonable jealous. That means no matter any reasoning come in that conversation, you're not going to listen to it because you already predetermined what it's going to be. You have made your mind up. You saw that. You figured that. If you have my recommendation to you, when people show themselves, believe what you see, then run, run as fast as you can. Don't stay around and think it's going to get better because it's not. And to get out quick and fast. Those are some of the things that are harsh truth about why you're failing in your relationship. See how it relates to you. Because I know everybody can say we all make bad choices. We all can say that. And that's what it is. It's a choice. It's not a mistake. You know, it irritates me people when people say, well, I made a mistake. No, you made a choice that wasn't a good choice. It was a bad choice. It was unreasonable, the choice you made. And it's no rhyme and reason for the success of that choice. All you had to do is take that choice and assess it, and you make sure you in order and have an understanding that you can mature enough so you won't make that choice again. I'm not saying you're going to fail again. You're not going to fail again at a relationship because I just gave you six hard truths. Making bad choices, you may correct that, but that still don't mean you won't fail. You might be still trying to, you know, trying to grow up. You're still trying to mature. So we have to keep that in mind. All right, the next thing we want to look at is look at some of the signs of a failing relationship. Some people can't even recognize that a relationship is failing right around them. The bottom is falling out, and they're not recognized because they don't want to. They believe if they bury their head in the sand like an ostrich, they don't have to worry about it. But it's just like that. An ostrich, when he buries his head in the sand, your butt and the rest of your body is still out free. So are you going to bury your head in the sand? Some signs. These are some signs. You're in a failing relationship. Resentment. See, resentment grows when someone feels unheard or dismissed. Think about it. Think about it in your relationship now. Do you communicate to understand or you communicate for? And I always say for, the number four, understanding. If you communicate to understand, that means you're giving directives. That means you're talking all the time. You're dismissing that person. That person going to resent you. I can guarantee on that. But if you're communicating for understand, you're talking, they're listening, they're talking, and you're listening. That's communication. The next thing you have is disrespect. See, dishonest is one of the other, we're talking about a healthy relationship, but we're going to talk about disrespect now. Mutual respect for one another is so important. If you're not ready to respect the person that you feel like you want to have a relationship with, don't get in that relationship. Be straight up from the beginning. Just tell them from the start. You know. It's one thing about I found out by young people in their early 20s, and this is not all of them. You know, they treat people they meet and they go out on dates with. It's associates. That's phase one of our tiers of relationship. And they mean, when I go out with you, that don't mean we dating. Me, I'm going out. I might go out with you 10 times. I might go to the movie. But I got to have that understanding. We're just going out. You're not even friends. You're associates. And we have to understand that. Once you said that, you won't have yourself being disrespected. But disrespect is not only that person, you know, going out with you and other people. It's the way that person talks to you, way they communicate with you. Mutual respect is the cornerstone of all successful relationships. Mutual respect. I respect you, and you respect me. We can have a relationship. We can grow. We can prosper when I respect you and you respect me. Whenever you're being disrespected in a relationship, being disrespected on a job, being disrespected in your family, you've got to address, because you now begin to treat somebody like they don't exist. And you can't survive doing it. Next one, dishonesty. You know, one of the things in a healthy relationship is honesty. If a person is dishonest, constantly don't understand and not capable of handling it, sometimes telling the truth, when they do it one time, my mom will tell you, you tell one lie, you got to tell 20 more to cover up that one. So if you identify them being dishonest, bring it to their attention, if they refuse to change, it's time to run, run as fast as you can. Mistrust. You can't go into a relationship with mistrust. You're going to fail at that relationship. You know, I shared even on my shows, on both my Love Cafe and this show, even talking with you about some of the myths that some people, and I read it, because I'm going to speak about my life. Young ladies have made this statement. I consider them to be mature ladies. They are not young, like you call young teenagers. They got some years under their belt, a couple decades or more. They always say, all men lie. So you already got a mistrust. Another one I heard, all men cheat. That's a mistrust. Is that you? If that's what you believe, you will fail in every relationship. First of all, when you said that from the beginning, I knew it was a problem from the start. And for me, I said, it's time for me to go. Because it don't matter what I do and what I say, you're going to think I'm lying. No matter what I do and what I say, if I'm cheap. You know, you already got mistrust. And trust is important for a healthy relationship. Honesty is important for a healthy relationship, for it to be successful. Remember that now. Respect is important for the success of a relationship. You can't resent that person if you want to have a successful relationship. Distance. When you distance yourself from somebody, I'm telling you, we ought to realize that something ain't right here. You know, as I talk and communicate with individuals, with friends and all them, and close friends, they always talk about consistency. Don't start calling and texting me good morning, then all of a sudden, you was doing it every day, then you stop for about a week or two. Then you come back. That's where you're trying to distance yourself from the situation. Because you may have heard the y'all they said, well, we want to be, let's go through the tiers of a relationship, which is associates, acquaintance, friendship, making sure we get those three in line before we start moving to that other part. See, I don't want to start jumping to that yet. We need to go to the first three. And most of the time, a lot of individuals have certain things on their mind. You know, people have a 90-day rule. If they come there for one thing, they're going to do everything, and that might be the intimacy. You know, it's the romantic part now. I didn't want to get to that, but that's what they come for. You can say 90 days, they're going to hang on to the 91st day. And if you decide not to do what they feel like you should do, they're going to distance themselves from you. They're going to step away. If you're in a relationship now and the young man or young lady was making contact, checking you, checking on you, doing the things, and all of a sudden they just sparingly do it and they almost not doing it at all, they're distancing themselves from you. Accept the reality. that relationship is now over. That marriage is over. That fight for a successful, healthy relationship is over. Let's move on. Let's make a decision. Assess yourself, assess the relationship, and move forward. Defenseness. You know, I'm gonna be defensive. I'm gonna be defensive. Every time, you know, I'm going off every time you say something. Every question you ask, I'm on the defense all the time. It's a game for me. I'm gonna shut you down. I'm gonna shut you down so that I become defensive about things. Very defensive. Contempt. See, one of the things we got to understand. People get contempt. People get comfortable. They don't put the relationship first no more. They distance themselves. They're defensive. They start an argument so they can leave and go somewhere else where somebody or more in line to where they want to be at. Slowly they start stepping away. They want to fight with you. They want to shout at you. They want to holler. See, they're not, you know, they're not comfortable with the way things are. They got to go. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. We have about 8 minutes, and I want to make sure I touch bases and give a shout-out to all those individual joiners on Facebook. I see numbers on Blog Talk Radio. We hadn't had any jump in on Periscope today, but a lot of time they go back because I posted, they get a chance to see it. We ask that question, and you ask yourself, why are all of my relationships failing? I just gave you some warning signals. I gave you some harsh truth. But let's just look at why. First of all, infidelity is the leading cause of why relationships are failing. Let's understand that. Infidelity is the leading cause of what we call divorce in marriage. It's because I'm tying two things in here. We also have to ask ourselves why relationships don't work out. This is during the process. Romantic relationship is difficult. You know, when I was talking about the tiers of a relationship, I said I wasn't going to get to the intimacy and the romantic part because it's difficult. If you haven't mastered the associate and bachelor, I would say, just like in degree, the acquaintance or the friendship, then you're going to have a problem with the romantic part. And the romantic part is difficult because you caught up, decided. I didn't say that this is the person you're going to marry. You're in a romantic relationship. You begin to open your heart up. You begin to be willing to tell you, I love you. I'm ready to give you that gift, and I want that reciprocated back to me. You can't jump from associate to romantic and enjoy the intimacy. You can't do that. It's so difficult. So relationships end really when they get in the first phase of a romantic relationship, because this is a time when the person has to be committed. They ain't ready to be committed. You have to keep that in mind. They're not ready to be committed. So they'll find a way to what? Distance themselves. They'll find a way to become defensive. They'll find a way to be dishonest. They'll find a way to disrespect you. They know that's a quick way to end this thing, is disrespect you, because mutual respect is required. So being that romantic relationship is difficult, then naturally the reason why a relationship wouldn't work is sometimes it's timing. Diverging growth. Differing values, not accepting. That's why a lot of time relationships fail. You're not acceptance, non-acceptance, lack of trust, poor communication. Them three are major. Those three are major. You're not accepting the way this situation is. You thought it was going to be different, so you do all the other things to try to end it. Then you don't trust the person. That works both ways. And last but not least, communicate for understanding. It's my hashtag. Be able to listen. In the Love Cafe, the acronym of love, the L, is listening. Are you ready to do that? Now, here's 8 characteristics of a healthy relationship, and these are signs that things will be moving in the right direction. And remember some of the things I talked with because of failing of a relationship. Again, the 8 signs you are in a healthy relationship. If you're not sure, a healthy marriage, dating that's healthy, then you listen to some of these signs. Mutual respect. Healthy relationship is built on mutual respect. Safety. You feel safe with that. As a couple in a relationship, you got to be safe with, feel safe with each other. Do you feel safe with that person? Open and honest communication. Do you have that? I'm going to throw one in laughter. That person make you laugh? Do she make you smile? Do she make you laugh? Do she make you smile? Compromise. Are you willing to compromise? Or are you just going to be my way or the highway? Again, you become defensive. You're trying to distance yourself. So you make that thing, I'm not compromising over nothing. You're going to do it my way or the highway. And you know what? Let him have the highway. Because he run north, you run south. Don't run the same way that person running. Don't do it. Equality. In the relationship, it has to be equal. It has to be equal in a sense. I'm not saying you have to be equal, I do this, equal, but it requires that. It shouldn't be where you got a certain thing you have to do and certain things I'm going to do, and, you know, I'm not doing that. No, equality means you'll have to do that. You might have to cook dinner sometime. You might have to buy the flowers and send it to his job. You might have to buy the dinner. You might have to do something. You can't be afraid to allow equality to be in your relationship. The relationship is a 100-100. Your effort should be 100-100, not 50-50, not 80-20. Don't let anybody fool you, this 80-20 mess. They get that confused. Everybody manipulated to fit everything. Nah, it won't be 100-100. If you want to have a successful, healthy relationship. Independency, you want to be independent. Support, everybody asks for support. You support me in this. I come home from work, y'all be able to sit down, babe, what happened at work? You know, I support whatever you need to do. You need me some help you with something, you need me to come by there, you need me to, you know, whatever, support your mate. 6 reasons why you're picking the wrong partner, and we'll get ready to wrap this up. And this is 6 reasons, 6 of them important. I want you to write them down if you feel good about it, that you choose the wrong partner. And you're going to stay unhappy in that relationship. Fear. Number one is fear. I'm afraid of you. I don't need to be around you. Number 2. You don't have the same values. And beside that, and when I say that, you don't value yourself in that relationship. You don't value yourself. You know what I'm saying? That person, he valued himself, but you don't value yourself. So you're not able to function. Y'all are not, it's not going to work. There's a problem there. The pressure of doing something, like you say 90 days, they're going to pressure you in the 30 days. It's been too long so you can be intimate. The pressure is real, people. The pressure is real. I'm using that because that's one of the things that, and I'm not in no way saying 90 days is it. I am just saying, you know, they had this thing with this book, and I can't remember Steve Harvey, it might have been 90 Day Rule. You know, the pressure is real. You believe your relationship will complete you. You believe the relationship going to complete you. I told you the best relationship that you can ever be in is with yourself. You love yourself, that's an awesome relationship. If you're in a toxic relationship with yourself, you're going to be in a toxic relationship with somebody else. Familiarity. That's one of the reasons you're in the wrong, because things be too familiar. You this person showing some of the future, some of the other people you encounter, and you don't want to continue to have to deal with those things. You have went through a healing process, and in that healing process, you know what has happened? You have grown beyond those things. So let's make sure we pay close. And last but not least, you wounded yourself. It said your wounded self is doing the attracting. Come on now. Woo! You're broken and imperfect, and you're trying to attract somebody to come to you. You're wounded. You're broken. You're imperfect. You're attracting people to come to you. All of those things are reason why you're in the wrong relationship with the wrong partner. It's been awesome tonight. I thank everybody for joining us. And I told you we're going to share some things through about relationships that hopefully will be important and can help you in some sense. We just try our best to give you a lot of things relating to it. We're going to come back on in 2 weeks, and we're going to talk some more things about why we're failing in our relationship. I want to thank those individuals, starting with Donna Rowland. Thank you so much. Tasima Jackson, thank you. Edna Richardson, thank you. And I know is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Monique Sunshine Seaborn, thank you, Monique, so much. Yvette Smith, that's my youngest sister, thank you so much. Lisette St. James, thank you so much. Also, we have Patty Rose, the County Commissioner. Thank you so much for joining over there in that Greensboro area. Hill County, she's a county commissioner. Latay Pickett, inspired to inspire, she inspired me to be inspired. Thank you, Latay, so much. Also, Latay is also having a project through her Inspire to Inspire, and I want to make sure I give her a shout out. She's providing toys for a family, providing Christmas for a family, her organization. And you can make a donation or make a donation of funding, I mean monetary or a toy. And I want you to make sure you do that, because when we have people stepping out trying to make a difference in other people's lives during this COVID-19, we have to support them. Let's support them. Support our organization, our ministry. That's Inspire to Inspire. You can go to her Facebook page, Tate Pickett, and you can be able to make contact with her and communicate with, DM her to make sure you're doing, you know, you can play your part, because the Smith Way Production will play their part, and the Enterprise will play an even bigger part. We will make sure these individuals and this family have the best Christmas we can help provide them. So contact Latay Pickett on Facebook. Those individuals on Facebook, just type in Latay Pickett and her group. That's on a group page, is Inspire to Inspire. We also have Demarcus Weeds. Thank you so much. The chief of police in Moss, Alabama, and my frat brother. Thank you so much, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Then we have Neil Fraterna. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a couple announcements. We want to give these individuals a shout out as they support what we're trying to do. Kurt Hatchard, House of Representatives of our state of Alabama, District 78, is running for the state Senate, District 26. Kurt is our voice. He's our vision. And on December the 15th, that's a Tuesday, there's a runoff election to decide which candidate would represent the Democratic Party against the Republican candidate, William Green, for this seat, state seat, Senate seat, District 26. The polls open up at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. Kurt is honest, Kurt is transparent, and Kurt is ethical. Check him out. If you want to contact him, go to KurtForSenate26.com or Facebook.com/KurtForAlabama. That's K-I-R-K. Or you can go to his Instagram, which is www.instagram.com/Kurt.Hatchard. That's H-A-T-C-H-E-R. Support Kurt Hatchard. Get out and vote for him if you're in District 26. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my own fraternity act. Can't miss it out because this chapter, the chapter I'm the president of, we are having an opportunity to feed families. We're looking to feed over, hopefully, 75 to 100 families on the 20th of December in Georgiana, Alabama. This is Operation Blue Hope, presented by Phi Beta Sigma, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home, Southern Spirits and Brew. Also, we have the big KD coming in. That's WKXN 95.7, featuring Daryl E., our frat brother Daryl E. coming in. Also to the mayor and the city councilman of the town of Georgiana, Alabama. You can come in that area and pick up a plate on Sunday, December the 20th at 2:30, and it lasts to 4:30. In front is a drive and go Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home in Georgiana, Alabama. Come support those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, the town of Georgiana, Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home, Southern Spirits and Brew in Greenville, as well as the Big KD. For more information, call Marvin Smith at 334-549-0950 or call myself as the president of the chapter, that's Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 334-301-8775. The numbers again, Marvin Smith is 334-549-0950. That's Marvin Smith. And myself is 334-301-8775. December the 20th, come to Georgiana. If you're not to get a meal, come and be supported. Support what the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is trying to do. Support Georgiana Memorial Funeral Home. Support Southern Spirit and Brew. Support the town of Georgiana, as well as supporting the Big KD out of Montgomery, which is WKXN 95.7. We got a live remote broadcast. Check us out. That's with our fraternity brother, Daryl Elliott. So we're going to have an awesome time. Come check us out. We'll run this on every one of our shows up until that date. It's been great being here with you tonight. Hashtag be responsible. Let's understand we are spiking. It's going to be black, dark days coming up in the next 4 to 5 weeks. We're going to spike at a high level. So make sure you follow the protocols. The one we do forget about is stay at home unless it's essential that you're out. Stay away from large groups. Stay away from 5 to 10 people, even outside now. It came from the CDC that you can now, if you must wear a mask if you're around those. This is where this spike is coming. We're in flu season. Make sure you take care of yourself. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag one life matter. That's always been our hashtag dealing with Talk and Real to You show that we have on Monday night. Also, hashtag keep on grinding, because that's what we're going to do on the Smith Way production, at the Smith Way production and the Smith Way Enterprise. We're going to keep on grinding. We have a shirt back here. Get your shirt that represents all our shows, all our team members. The shirt is $10. Go to my email, which is Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. It is not David, it's D, Smith15@gmail.com. Let us know your size. You know, what I have them. I have about 30 or 40 of them. I want to get one of them out before Christmas. So, get, you know, if you just send it to me, say, can you just send me? I'm going to send it and say, Merry Christmas to you. I'm going to send it to you. Send me a size. Send me a delivery address. If you don't have the $10, I understand. We want to get it out. We want you to be able to wear it and show everybody. This is what is happening through this vessel of the Smith Way Production. It's been awesome, awesome. Next hashtag is communicate by understanding. And as we close it out, I just want everybody to understand it's so important that no matter what we do, we have to make sure we always find a place, a time to give somebody a hug. Tell them you love them by showing a heart. That's what it's all about. We're in challenging time, and I tell you at the end of every one of my shows, and I want you to always keep this in mind, that I love you. And I'm going to say it emphatically in a minute, but check out our show tomorrow night, which is Talking Sports Plus. We're going to be talking about some of the hottest sports topics at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, as well as Twitter. Check us out. I'll be hosting that show tomorrow. That's Talking Sports Plus, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. As I get ready to go out, as I told you, I was loving you, and I always will love you, but I'm going to do it in the emphatic way I always do. You know what that is? I love you, and I'm saying you can do it, guys. Have an awesome time. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus.
Even though my job take me all around the world, I'll be the first to admit that I've had some fun with some of the prettiest girls. But temptation gets strong sometimes. But if it lasts too long, it always seems to call me at the right time. Says, oh, let me be strong.
Over here. Thank you so much for listening.